Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Imagine a hospital that only runs on clean electricity. Well, the first one in the U.S. just opened in Irvine, California. We had Hamid Tarabzadeh and Emma Mejia from our Possibly team look into this new hospital.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So why do we want an all-electric hospital?
Hospitals use a ton of energy, a lot more than other buildings like them.
Healthcare buildings only make up about 4% of all the commercial floor space in the U.S., but they use more than 9% of the energy.
That might sound small, but the same amount of energy could power 20 million U.S. homes.
Wow, that is a lot of energy.
It absolutely is. And hospitals, where patients stay overnight and receive 24/7 care, use the most.
Just think about it. Hospitals need to power operating rooms, life-saving machines, infection control airflows, lighting, kitchens, and so much more, all 24/7.
Makes sense. But why does it matter that hospitals use so much energy? I just want the best care possible.
Well, so do I. But making this energy to power hospitals creates a lot of carbon pollution.
And the pollution from powering these hospitals can increase the risk of diseases like heart disease in communities near them.
And that is not good for patients either.
So long story short, when hospitals reduce their carbon emissions, it helps with climate change and the health of the people in their community.
Got it. But how? Is this really possible?
A good question. And the key is to use electricity, not gas or oil, to power your hospital. And to get that electricity from renewable sources like wind and solar.
And this isn't just a theory. There's already an all-electric hospital in the U.S. University of California, Irvine, or UCI, opened its new facility on December 10th, 2025.
To learn more about how they're going electric, we talk with Joe Brothman, the Director of Facilities and General Services with UCI Health.
There's no natural gas coming in for heating, cooling, stoves in the kitchen, anything like that.
The hospital not only runs everything on electricity, but also makes some of its own energy using solar power on site.
How much electricity are they making?
We do have 1.2 megawatts of solar generation at this site. It provides a little less than 10% of the daily use of the electricity for the hospital.
The hospital buys the rest of its energy from renewable sources.
But what if there's a power outage? How will they keep patients safe?
Just in case something like that happens, the hospital has a backup diesel power generator on campus.
That all sounds great. Why hasn't every hospital already done this?
Well, UCI Health is in California, where it's mild and mostly sunny all year. That gives it some advantages that hospitals in colder places don't have.
We tremendously benefit from our location. The climate, the geography, everything of this site that was selected really bodes well to an all-electric campus like this.
California is a great place to use renewable energy. As of 2024, more than 60% of the state's electricity was from renewable sources, especially solar power.
But even with all these advantages, going all electric did come with some extra costs.
The central utility plant, which takes in all the electricity from the grid, was around $500 million.
Joe says it would have been cheaper if they'd gone with the status quo of using gas.
But the leadership at the hospital agreed that using wind and solar was worth the investment.
Does that mean it's unlikely we'll see other hospitals using this approach?
Not necessarily. Joe has some basic advice for hospital leaders who are thinking about going all electric.
First, consider your location and climate.
Second, find out how much renewable energy your local provider can offer.
And third, make sure your leadership team is 100% on board and supportive of an all-electric project.
Got it. Thanks, Amit and Emma. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.